Good morning. Today, we have Pastor Ken Suzuki, who works as Vietnam missionary. He went to America and worked as businessman. And after that, he became Christian in America. And he devoted his life to God and learned to be pastor. And in Pasadena, he opened Gospel Shram Church, and in San Diego, he works for Japanese. And now he has a successor, and now he goes to, he went to Vietnam, and now he is working as missionary in Vietnam. He took care of my family in America. And his family, when his family came back to Japan, they came to this church. And now he's in his church. A Japanese pastor preached in Korean in America. So when I live in America, I went to there, and I knew the church was started by Pastor Ken Suzuki. Then at that time, I knew the church was opened by him, and he finished his American life, and now he came back to Japan and works for missionary for Vietnam. So today is we are so lucky to listen his message. Please open Bible, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Today's title is Preach the Gospel. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Let's welcome Pastor Suzuki. Everyone, hello. I'm Ken Suzuki. First, I'd like to say thank you. Pastor Hong introduced my mother-in-law. And she spent for 15 years, and each time I came back from America, I come this church. Thank you taking care of my mother-in-law and have my family as God's family. Because of your support, I can work as missionary. Thank you. And today's message is titled Great Commission. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Generally, we quote Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. But today, I'm going to read Mark because he talked to each one of us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We have been to Vietnam from 2013, and the second time I thought I have told to be a missionary in Vietnam. I'm going to talk the reason why my missionary place is Vietnam. In 2008, during my mission trip to Japan, extending my visit from Japan to Vietnam, I went to meet my old friend. The friend is not a Christian, general Japanese. From the friend, I could know about current state of Vietnam. About 10 years ago, their monthly salary was from 25,000 yen to 30,000 yen. And 10 years later, now their average salary is in still same range, and the gulf between wealth and poverty goes on widening. It is very difficult that common people increase their income. I wonder how they make their living, but their family, parents, and brothers and sisters are supporting each other. And in Donan, there are no many jobs. After graduating university, they should be taxi driver, factory staff. And Vietnam is a socialism country. They can tell, they can preach in the town. We can. In church, it will be okay, but in town, we can't. Police will come to catch me. So there is persecution in the town. But in the church, they said, today we will have message from Japan, Japanese pastors. So I'm always afraid someone hear the message and please maybe come. But it didn't happen. And my purpose is preach
무엇을 할수 있을까 여러 가지로 생각해 보았습니다.
My purpose is Jesus' great commission, but I can't speak Vietnamese.
일본어로 말하는 것입니다.
They cannot speak Japanese and they cannot understand Japanese. And we cannot understand Vietnamese. And I thought, I think I can teach Japanese to them. And first, I'm going to teach Japanese to them and tell Christian Jesus' message to them. In Vietnam, common people are not so educated. For example, in the shop, Vietnamese doesn't make lines. And if we made a line to pay in a shop, they rush to order. They cut into the line and rush to order. And from 40 years ago, Japanese went to overseas for sightseeing or shopping. They went to Hawaii and Europe. And always by travel agency staff and tour conductors, we are always warned not to go out wearing yukata or slipper. Yukata was popular summer wear in Japan, but to European, Western countries people, it's like wearing pajamas in that town. I think hotel staff made a complaint to the Japanese travel agency. It caused because Japanese didn't know Western culture. So, I think Vietnam people doesn't know other cultures. So, through Japanese, I want to tell some our culture to them. As you know, Vietnamese is very difficult. But they can speak, they can pronounce tsu and ja. Tsu and ja is Japanese pronouns. If they have first grade of Japanese Japanese certification, but even so, they can't pronounce tsu and ja. So, for example, tsukuru is means create, will be chukuru, and tsukue desk will be chukue. And clear pronouns will give good impression to native speakers. So I teach the correct Japanese, and one of my students says, teacher, one of my teacher said she was praised because her pronouns was perfect. So I was so happy to hear that. We can't communicate with Japanese or Vietnamese, but sometimes we know English each other. But they don't know correct pronouns of English. They read English in Vietnamese accent. So T will be cha. They are so confused. So they can write in English, but they cannot speak out in English. So we write English each other. So it is so difficult to communicate with them. So we should tell them Jesus love by our attitude and action. And some students say someday, I think you are not Japanese because you are not like typical Japanese. The student works at Japanese restaurant. And the shop's owner is Japanese. So they have image to Japanese are arrogant. So they think he is not Japanese. Then Pastor Suzuki wanted to say, "Oh, I am. I live in heaven. I'm heaven citizen." But he didn't say that. So we started Japanese class to tell them Jesus love by attitude and action. Vietnam is socialism country. In 1975, Vietnam War was over, and the Socialist Republic of Vietnam built Da Nang, my city. Da Nang is placed center of South Vietnam and North Vietnam, so very damaged town by Vietnam War. Now the city is recovered perfectly. They are very kind to Japanese and Korean because Japanese and Korean are kind and soft and supported to Vietnam. So let's learn Vietnam language. I'm going to teach Vietnam language like professional. Vietnamese, hello. It's Xin Chao. But Xin Chao is bad pronouns. Xin Chao. And after that, they add some sister or mother or brother, which means, hello sister, hello mother, hello grandpa. They say always adding some role. So, to add some phrase after hello, they always ask how old you are. They need to their position to chat with others. If you found younger women, then you should say, "Hello, younger sister." Wow. Hello, older sister. So I gave up to speak Vietnamese. After 3 months practice, Fao Niu 10 is how much is it? In the market, there are no price tag, so you should ask them, Fao Niu 10. The reason why Vietnamese is difficult is there are many, many accents and pronouns for just A. For example, rice noodle four it's not four. To express the pronouns, there are many accent signs. So, pho will be pho, 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 pho is rice noodle. Now, I think you can order pho in Vietnam's restaurant. Now, to run new Vietnamese, I'm going to use Pocketalk. Next time I will speak better Vietnamese next time if I have the chance to give message in this church. In Daonan, there is international airport and World Heritage Catholic Church. Christian always say, "Let's pray," but someone who doesn't know how to pray, why they should pray. And I didn't know how to start my work my commission in Vietnam. The first time I stayed at Catholic Church. I worshipped at Catholic Church. And this is Daya Hotel. Daya Hotel has Jesus' picture. It's like he was waiting for us. I couldn't search on internet because Vietnam hotels' information are mainly Vietnamese, so I couldn't find. But I found Jesus in the hotel. The hotel's owner are Catholic Christian. They devote Catholic Christian. They go to church every week. And they have Christian staff. And there are three Protestant staff in the hotel. It was so lucky. I felt it's first God's guidance. To meet Tom, Mr. Tom, is my first guidance from God. In Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi, there are many churches, Catholic churches, but Protestant doesn't have network, so we don't know how many churches are, but maybe 1%, like Japan. Protestant churches, Christian. In Vietnam, Catholic and Buddhism and Tin Lan are allowed. Small churches cannot get said otherwise. And some Protestants escape from town to mountain area. And some mountain churches are sometimes burned, but in the town there's no problem. Christian means Catholic in Vietnam. And Protestant has different name. The Protestant Christians are called the Way of Good News. So Catholic people say, we are Christian, you are Tin Lan. Tin Lan means the Way of Good News. 10% of population has Christian faith, and 1% are Protestant. When I found our house in Vietnam, I felt second God's guidance. When I went to Vietnam, when I visited Vietnam before I went to Vietnam for missionary, I met my friend, and when I found a house, my wife said, "Oh, I know this house. I came here before," she said. But it was true. We checked many flats, but we couldn't feel it is appropriate for our mission. And but end of our searching, we found a house, and it was my friend's house. And the owner, estimate staff rushed us to sign to contract the house. And I felt its guidance from God. There are two coolers. It was so great house. Around my house, there are many coffee shop. And the I felt third God's guidance. Japanese people can stay 15 days without visa, and we can stay for 3 months in Vietnam, but we want to stay longer than 3 months, so we decided to build new company and to get working visa. At that time, Midori-chan is one of my Vietnamese students, supported us to get working visa. She was niece of our house owner. God prepared for us. It's like Abraham. So we could start Japanese class at the house. In Vietnam, we have two ways to go to somewhere. First is bike, and second is taxi. And we got 50cc bike. We can ride my 50cc by two people. In Vietnam, foreign people doesn't have driver's license, but police doesn't care. Or sometimes we need to pay 200,000 dong. It's about 1,000 yen, so I can pay. We ride bike wearing raincoat. In California, rain was so cold, but in Vietnam, rain is so comfortable. So let's try ride on bike wearing raincoat in Vietnam. And our church's name is Li Tan Kiet Nyan Tha in Da Nang. After Vietnam becomes socialism country, small churches moved to narrow space. And we have friend called Isao Kun. Actually, I can't say Vietnamese name, so I call my student in Japanese name. I gave Japanese name to every student. One of the students is Isao, who works at World Vision. He has history. We learned Japanese with Daiya Hotel's staffs. After that, my wife cooked and we had meals together. There were a few men. Men should be more tough. In language, women are tough to learn language. Someday, Midori-chan came to church to join worship service. And someday, Midori-chan asked from police to bring certification. We need to get police certificate from police. But policeman said, you teach Japanese in that house. And the policeman came around the house and checked for 2 weeks. So, I don't think I'm not going to fight with policemen. So, we moved to Japanese class. We moved Japanese class to the church's place. In Vietnam, Christmas is called Noel, but not so popular. We had Noel party. Potluck. We had potluck party for Christmas. The members started to clean floors and after cleaning they put food on the floor. We sit on the floor and we had party. In outskirts, meat and fresh things are sold in store, like market. They sell living chicken. Someday, my student bring some warm thing, and I open the gift, and I found chicken. Oh, then I said, please ask your mother the chicken, let the chicken to meat. The chicken are so delicious. It's like fish in Japan. Bring whole fish to to ask to sashimi. Bumbo and the four rice noodle is Hanoi's food, and Donan's food is different from the cultures. Vietnam Christian Mission have planned to build seminary school. They have land to build and plan. But
지금까지
They doesn't have enough fund to build the seminary from 2008. So base construction will start. Yeah, Konga. Pastor An support mountain tribes staying with mountain tribes. They need bicycle, so there's no doctor in mountain area. They are so poor and they need bicycles and clothes. And someday from my mother church, Gospel Siloam Church missionary team visited us. And southeast of Ho Chi Minh, there is a resort called Bun Tao. And there is a Jesus statue like Rio de Janeiro. The statue size is 30 meters high. Big one. And there is Mary's statue too. And there is Huaban Nyata. In Huaban Nyata, church has many Hansen's disease. And now they started construction of new building. They hold music concert in the church. They need to start the construction. This year they will build first floor. And from Shibuya Church, Midori-chan and Yoko-chan and Haruko-san, went to Huaban Nyata. Yoko-chan learned from Korean Christian and now she is in Vietnam. One of my students went to Asahikawa's church. She was not Christian, but now she enjoyed church's life, especially curry rice in Asahikawa. And Higari-chan is my student also. She came to Japan to be student. And only Kaoru-kun is my only boy student. He came back to Donan from Japan. In Vietnam, Confucius is so popular, and Christians are not so. So it is difficult to say I'm Christian, or I got baptized as Christian. And until now, they learn just usual Japanese, but I'm going to use children's Bible to preach. Because my student will support us as translator. Danan is very good city. So let's visit to Danan and stop by us and encourage us. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you your blessings today. Today, we learn your message, preach the gospel with Tsuchiro Megumi Church's members. When we go out from church, we have many chances to preach the gospel. In Japan, there are very few Christians. Please encourage them and please help Japan and the whole the world. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.